Words seemed inadequate to the occasion. Nobody knew what to say, and it was uncomfortable to make eye contact on the street. The violence was close enough to send a message to everyone. Something is fundamentally wrong, and this is the end result of it. Don't take anything for granted, including your next breath. The second bookend was the Aurora Theater shooting, 7 miles from our home, unleashed just after midnight on July 12, 2012. Eric was almost 19 and a sophomore at the University of Colorado, studying sociology. The morning following this massacre, which left 12 dead and 70 others wounded, we decided to drive out to the crime scenes. We had, after all, spent the past 2 decades working as investigative journalists and writing books about American violence. Our interest was in understanding more about the psychology of those who committed murder, but we'd always covered these events from a distance, as reporters conducting interviews or as observers sitting in courtrooms. That distance was now gone. The carnage in Aurora was even closer to us than it had been at Columbine. Our family had watched many films together in Theater 9 of the Aurora movie complex, where the shootings had taken place. The war, as people had said in the 1960s when protesting the fighting in Vietnam, had come home. On the morning of July 20th, we first visited the bomb rig department of the Aurora shooter and watched demolition experts use cherry pickers to try to defuse the explosives he'd built in his living space before going to the theater. Standing behind the yellow police tape, we talked with his stunned neighbors. Scores of them were out on the street, trying to make sense of what they were seeing and wearing the same numb expression we'd seen 13 years earlier after Columbine.